KSP Nation. Woo! Let's go, baby. Let's go. This is another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast Postcast. Another upset postseason edition. Eddie Greer here for another episode of this podcast, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Oh my goodness, I gotta catch a breath for a minute. Here recording early on a Saturday. K-State women's volleyball, still playing. Yes, sir. I know we got Colin Klein back at K-State. We'll get playing into that on starting on Monday, obviously. But right now, we need to turn our attention to this women's volleyball team, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Well, that is Colin Klein coming back to Manhattan, the women's volleyball team, men's women's basketball, and so much more. It's the first time I listen to this podcast. Once again, thank you so much once again for your continued support all year long. We are winding down 2025, and we are winding down this year with some big headway, no matter what happens. I felt like we kind of put this in existence a little bit. How about this team, the squad, the big three coming big? We called it again last night or prior to this week, all week long. We said, hey, Shady Myers, Ava Grant, Anaya Clinton, these ladies stumbling we have been all year long, they're gonna cause a problem. And they did last night in Lincoln, Nebraska, take it upset San Diego in the 8-9 matchup. They're in the full, how about this, in full K-State fashion, 5 sets. Trailing 2-1 there, back against the wall. Big three, step up to the plate, deliver, and then cash it in the 5th set right there with a 15-12 set 5 win, a clincher, and the upset. This is no surprise as well. And oh yeah, by the way, get ready. Like I just said, no matter what happens, K-State, you're going to get your chance to take down the big dog. The big dog of big dogs. Nebraska, tonight, 7 o'clock. Lincoln, Nebraska. Oh, I know that atmosphere is going to be wilding out. But K-State, you got nothing to lose at this point. But that is tonight. Round 2, can K-State take down a shock the world? Tonight, we'll find out about that, but we're going to celebrate this win today here. 5 sets there, 2 down, 2-1. Have we seen this before all season long? Incredible, just incredible stuff there. Shady Myers, now she needed, what, only three kills? Oh, she banked that. We called that 26 kills in the night. Now, what was it, 1,000 kills or something like that? Yeah, 1,000 kills over K-State career, and you're getting a postseason dub. How about that? You get a double-double. Also from Anaya Clinton and Ava LeGrand with his comeback over in San Diego. San Diego was 18-0 in their conference, and they lost, what, 4 games outside of conference. So, told me, and there's a chance a little bit here, because there's a chance. And I think this reminded me a little bit of the women's basketball team in their postseason run. There when they played an undefeated team that I think was the same, like, West Coast Conference opponent there as well. So this is not surprising to me at all. Now, if they were to take down, hey, we're staying up there anyway, but we take down the big dogs tonight, Nebraska. I know that place is going to be rocking and rolling. Like I said, hey, I call this out in existence a little bit. Hey, when this volleyball team went in the Allen Fieldhouse and normally don't play KU, and this was the same thing. The same thing happened. This team has no quit, no back down, and I don't think they're going to back down in that end. This is a team that we played before. Oh, yeah, by the way, we played this team before. Of course, K-State and Nebraska were former foes to the Big 12, and it goes back a long time. You got to know your history, right? Back to the Elite Eight, not the Elite Eight, the Big Eight, excuse me there. But you know what I'm saying. These two teams are no stranger to each other. And how about Shaylee Myers and Ava LeGrand both are going to play probably the team that they root for and looking to take them down on top of that. So it's just exciting, man. Again, highlighted by Colin Klein officially, now the new head coach at K-State. Football coach. That's crazy. You put those words in my mouth all the way back in 2010, maybe not even that, probably like after I graduated K-State, I told you, hell no. There's not even a chance at that. But here I am, 2025. We're approaching the end of 2025. Colin Klein, now your head coach of the football program. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's just crazy. And what's crazy here is, obviously, Casey Wilson's volleyball team rallying back. Well, shouldn't be crazy. Back from a 2-1 deficit. Oh, if you've been following along all year long on this podcast or following around this football, this volleyball team and a football team, you ought to know this team by now. But we're still playing, and this team should be loose. This team should be loose. You got no pressure. Go out there, just ball out. And I think, look, they played this. I thought they played this team last year. One of the 2 years. Maybe it was the year. I thought it was last year. Maybe I'm wrong, but I know we played this team, Nebraska, within a 2-year span. So this should be no surprise there as well. But K-State women's volleyball last night, kind of just flipping back, trying to celebrate this win last night. Yep, set over San Diego in the NCAA tournament. It's Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here. And going back to LeGrand real quick. LeGrand, one of those Nebraska gets here. Pavilion, Nebraska. 49 assists on the night. 14 digs. She is now part of 17 player. Well, now with 17 on the year. 17 double-doubles on the year for LeGrand there as well. She's the ninth player now to reach that mark since 2016. Myers. I talked about this at a set. Shaylee Myers. Now over 1,000 kills. 20th player in K-State program history to do that. And she set that, obviously, third kill within the match. That was easy. That was easy, buddy, right there. And Anaya Clinton cashed in her ninth double-double last night. 19 kills, 13 digs. Simone Sims. Hey, this is not... How many times I said this about Simone Sims? She the X Factor. Simone Sims, junior, 17 digs. The X Factor of that team. Brent Schmidt added 5 more blocks there as well. Nemo Beach, how about that for a lady's name? Led away for San Diego last night, 22 kills on the night there. She was the West Coast Conference Player of the Year, but obviously that's not enough to overcome the big three for K-State Women's Volleyball last night there as well. We'll get to Jason Mansfield here in a second here as well. I was going to say something else, but never mind. never mind there. Yeah, so again, it goes back to I was straight up, look, opportunity did arise for this team, and this team, I think it was 2016 or 2018 or whatever it was last time the volleyball program reached the Sweet 16. Oh, you got an opportunity to shock the volleyball world tonight. Nebraska, they ain't lost in the conference. They ain't lost all year long. So, and look, again, familiarity key, right? And I think Jason Mansfield was head coach in his first year when they played. I know they played Nebraska at some point as well. So Nebraska, obviously better known for his football, but football ain't did shit. So volleyball program has taken over, and it goes back to me. What was it? Back in October when I was up there in Lincoln for the relay race, the market-to-market race, and you can see like everybody was when they're not paying attention to running or wasn't involved in a leg or whatever it was, all eyes were on that football game. Just straight up. I mean, to what it is for Manhattan, K-State, right? For K-State, right? Everybody's focused on football and men's basketball, okay? But don't forget, hey, we got a volleyball team, too. Our volleyball team is damn good. It's damn good, but it's the same thing for Nebraska. Nebraska, they don't have no sports team. Well, no pro league, anyways. That matters. So all what they focused on is athletics, football, and volleyball, right? And throwing basketball because they beat us in basketball several weeks ago. So that's all they're about. Nebraska athletics, and we go up there and we play what we did last night. Now, yeah, you got to turn around and play. Now, this is not the first time because K-State women's volleyball team has played back to back nights all year long. This kind of reminds me again, going all the way back to early in the season, right? This is what I was going to get to. North Carolina and East Carolina, right? North Carolina was, undefeated at the time or something like that. And same thing, That went 5 sets. The East Carolina game went 5 sets as well. So this team has no fear. No fear. And I, with the atmosphere and all that. Now, again, I think tonight you got to take, and I haven't even gone over the sets here real quick. Let me backtrack a little quickly. So last night, you lose in the first set, 25-21. You rally back in the second set, 25-17. You lose in an epic third set, 28-26. Then you come back and beat San Diego 25. Well, you're back against the wall, 25-22. And then, of course, you handle business in the fifth in the deciding set, 15-12 there as well. So, yeah, man, you're going to get – so, again, it just kind of reminds me of those games. Those type of games all year long. Now, again, I think K-State needs to throw down and grab this first set. I'm gonna put that out there. Hey, why not, right? Because you're playing the number one overall seed in the tournament, and number one seed in the bracket, and what you're doing in right now. So hey, why not? You go out now again. You can't do what you did. This team has played top 25 competition all year, and you just took down San Diego, a inferior opponent that's made it to the spot every year, who was 25-4, 18-0 in their conference. Tonight, you have an opportunity to lick your chops to take down a 30-0 program and what was a 20-0 record, something like that. But anyways, Jason Mansfield, head coach of this team. Oh, yeah, postcast, upset edition, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, NCAA postseason, more episodes here on this podcast. Another upset by K-State's volleyball team, taking out San Diego in a cover-behind effort in 5, full set, 3-2, Jason Mansfield after the game, quote, "I just want to congratulate San Diego on a great season. They went 18-0 in their conference season, so we knew they were going to be a really tough team offensively, and they were. I'm really proud of our team and how we battled, especially after the first set. I think our offense really got going in the first set, and we finally slowed them down. We played a lot of 5-set matches this season." Quote, hey, yep, yep. "So we were pretty confident as a group heading into that 5th set. It showed with our start in the 5th set there as well." Let me see. And we're just going to go through all this. Quote, continuing on here. He mentioned 5 sets. He continues on here. Coach Mansfield, quote, "There's been times this year we struggled to side out. We've been in that situation before where we've been up and the other team has come back, but I think it says a lot about their composure. We got a veteran group up there with a bunch of juniors and seniors that have played together for a while. I think that they're poised at the end of in there and making a couple plays to win that match was pretty special." And he goes on to kind of cap it here, playing in the NCAA tournament, head coach Jason Mansfield, quote, "We try really hard to make everything the same with how we practice, how we prepare, but there's no preparing how you're going to feel in your first NCAA match of your career. I think there were some nerves and we weren't quite ourselves, but proud how we bounced back and played like we wanted to play. We were flying around and playing with passion, and I think that says a lot about the resilience there," end quote. That is head coach Jason Mansfield right there as well here. Let's see. Yeah, the Wildcats, yeah. For the second time, this is big to note, advanced to the second round in the NCAA for the first time since 2016. So there's that. There as well. So here we go, folks. Tonight, 7 o'clock, 30. Oh, I'm sorry, Nebraska. 31-0, 20-0. I was right on that. 20-0 in the conference. Nebraska, the home team, the number one overall seed as well. So on the line, sadly enough, this is on ESPN Plus. Okay, well, that's our shameless plug right there. ESPN Plus, let's get it. If you now have not already, you should have already had already. So we said it all the time since it's the reiteration of this podcast. So, but tonight you're playing the number one overall seed, the number one seed in the bracket, Nebraska, in their place. So we'll see what happens. I mean, former Big 12 foes, Big 8 foes going down, shake down tonight. I think that's big going in what Jason Mansfield said there right there, where they're kind of out of sync a little bit now. I said, like a team like K-State like that, you let a team like that hang, they're going to cause problems. Now, I said that at the beginning of the week, if you're every day of this podcast, and I believe, again, I think for K-State, I think you got to go. Look, I think for K-State, I think I'm gonna shoot for the moon. My shot here. I think you gotta win this first set. I don't think you can't afford to go down 2-0. I think you get I'm gonna call my shot here. take the first set, and the longer our team squad hangs around, look, we play tough competition all year long. I think they're built for the look. I haven't watched. All I know is the record. That's all I know. That's all I know from Nebraska. I know my team. So we know K-State wants volleyball. You're on this podcast. If I follow it. One of only probably two podcasts that cover it, other than outside of Jasmine Halpern, our friend of the show, our Run It Back podcast. Oh, she's going to have a hoot on next episode of the podcast. But, yeah, man. To go in there loose. Go in there not tight. Hey, you got the cobwebs off. Now you're playing. So it's going to be fascinating to see how this shakes out. I know Nebraska dismantled Long Island and all that, but this ain't Long Island. No. This ain't Long Island. Hell no. So I'm jacked up for this team no matter what happens. This is a bit this program just took another step. In a most positive fashion right there. So pumped up to see what happens. Obviously, I'll be at the end of my work shift on this one. So we'll find out. But we'll have the postcast of it for sure. And of course, before the second round of the NCAA tournament, men's basketball at home tonight against Seton Hall. Well, this afternoon, excuse me, against Seton Hall, 3:00. We'll see if K-State men's basketball can set the tone trying to end a 3-game losing streak. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get, where a podcast found free and available daily, where we just record K-State content. This will go up immediately this morning. We'll have this ready to go about 7 or 8. So when this goes out, be able to download it. If you're not subscribed to this podcast, what you doing? Get on iTunes, Spotify, wherever this is the podcast. Hit the subscribe button, like it, hit the alarm bell, tell me update your content daily. Yes, sir. Y'all be first to know about it. I am too jacked up. Probably don't lack of sleep, whatever. But anyways, Poppy Nap, Greer 3, Eddie's podcast will return. I'm gonna make that return on Monday. I didn't mention that last night, but I'll get him at some point this weekend. Greer 3 Ace Podcast. That's GRIER number 3 EDDID. The Process Podcast. That's GRIER number 3 EDDID. The Process Podcast for more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats over there. And of course, make sure you pass the word along to other K-State volleyball fans, even big time Colin Klein fans, about the Pro Bowl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. I might lose my voice here today about that. But how about our squad, the volleyball team, Upset City, baby, over San Diego in the first round of the NCAA tournament in the full 5 frames, 3-2. And now we'll look to take down the big dog of Nebraska, the Lady Cornhuskers, tonight, the number one overall seed. Next, for the K-State Women's Volleyball Team, Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another winning NCAA edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Cats. Okay,